after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Ceddy J. It is a beautiful Wednesday. Y'all know what that means. It is Hump Day. Hump Day After Dust, which today's show we actually called it Hot Day, Hot After Dust, but hey, who cares? But end of the day, we still going to give you our famous public service announcement we give you every Hump Day, and that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Right, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I got my hostess with the mostest in the building. What's up, Kim Taryn? What's up, Taryn?
What up, though?
Not as much. Oh, man, you know, it's another day on the time clock. Know how that goes.
Of course.
How did your day go? Because, you know, I mean, it's so much comedy that was in mine, too. It was ridiculous.
Man, my day actually has been crazy. I'll say my day has been crazy. It's been real hectic. It wasn't the best of the days, but I don't know. It was one of them days where you figure out who really style for you, who not, kind of, sort of. So I guess you could just say Terry on a reality check today, but smooth. We all right. We pushing over here.
Oh, so yeah. So you basically got some people you got to cut. You got to,
you're
just like the NFL teams. Right now, you're looking at your team and you're saying, okay, some of these people about to get cut right now. That's how it is right now for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is. So it's smooth. I, you know, got that out the way. So I'm happy. We all good. Still, you know, making money doing what we do. So ain't no shame. Ain't nothing going on. Ain't no stopping nothing.
We get money. Getting hard. Today, now, we won't have an interview today, but today, y'all know, we're just going to be pretty much talking our behinds off as usual. But, did you get a chance to watch? Well, that's one of the first things I want to talk about. Oh, my God. Real Husbands of Hollywood. Yesterday.
Oh, my God. That was funny. That just had me cracking up, I tell you. Kevin Hart is straight fool, but I need him not to come at my man's Robin Thicke like that. What's up with that? And nigga talk about he gonna bag Paula Patton. Boy.
I know, because like I said, as far as some people, what I like about the show is, you know, I like the fact it's mocking all these quote-unquote reality shows. We made more so a sitcom about reality shows.
Mhm. It's nice. It's nice. And they kind of, to me, are like kind of making fun of, like, the celebrity lifestyle in so many ways. Like, it's like they're exposed to so much, but at the same time, even making fun of themselves in ways. I don't know. I just feel like it's really creative. It's a funny show. I can't wait to see it come on again, actually, the second episode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for it for next week. So, you know, shout out to that. You know, it's definitely, you know, now, one show I had to say, I wasn't really, it just took too long to start up. I mean, to get to the point and really catch your attention was the new Wayans show, second generation Wayans. It was taking a while for it to get on. I was like, okay. I mean, it wasn't the fact that I had to be the other Wayans and they're the older ones, but I just felt like for the show period, it just felt like it was just taking so long to get there. Like, okay, it's supposed to be whatever. It's a drama, it's a comedy, or you know what's the whole point of the show was going to be. And it was just the delivery of stuff, the way some of the sets were made.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I mean, I'd be here all day. I got a grocery list of things, but yeah, I mean, it was hard to watch. Instead of what's up, I see the boo on one. I had to look and see. I saw the number in there. The boo one. What's up? I see in the chat room. And oh man. It was still trying to figure out that, but that is definitely what's up now. As far as like I said, the next, okay, if y'all want to see the show, y'all missed it, y'all want to see it, y'all ready for the next episode, it comes on again next Tuesday, and that's next Tuesday at 9 p.m. You can check out the new episode of Real Husbands of Hollywood on Tuesdays on BET. So there you go.
There you go.
Now, one of the things I found interesting today, you know, what they told us at work, if you just don't listen to the hand, didn't the goddamn handbook say, don't bring up freaking politics? Hey, I keep it there. I'm at work, I don't talk about it. I'm on the show, I'll talk about what the heck I was talking about because I'm running the show. So it's what it is, but. Okay, so there was a discussion today at work where this girl was talking about. Did you get to the information about they were saying there was a conspiracy? The Sandy Hook Elementary School thing was a conspiracy, and that it wasn't just that dude. It was the government was involved or something. It was like basically a scandal of some sort, you know. I sat there and really thought to myself. I'm like she was like. There's no way possible that one guy can kill that many people. First off, can we remind ourselves that the people he happened to kill were like first grade kindergartners age. You know, in the day, what first grader or kindergartner would just automatically think that, hey, you got to run from a goddamn gun. In the day. The only thing we really know besides Stranger Danger is playing with goddamn Play-Doh and drawing and coloring. But what the heck? We didn't think we had to come so quickly and start thinking about, oh my God, we gotta be careful. There's gonna be somebody. Okay, then we go to school today, Johnny. Be careful. They're gonna be shooting. You know who the heck tried to train their kid? Whoever helped them, they had to train their kids to learn that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, my whole point on that is, I don't really know if I feel that and feel that it's conspiracy. Okay, you mean, that's just too much going on. And I just wonder, has there been government conspiracies before? Of course. I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying this is a little outlandish on this one. I'm like, get the heck out of here. I mean, people always want to open their goddamn mouth. Like I said, only thing we know how to play with is Play-Doh. Now, only thing that you know is though you might hear some gunshots. We and maybe a little kid that learned about gunshots then, but other than that, I'm just saying, yeah, y'all tripping. So, I don't really know where to get some of these people come from to be at work. And, okay, thank you. Somebody in the chat room is sharing their thought process on that. They say that the people was killed by the rifle that was in the vehicle. Yeah, see, that was interesting. Yeah, because I'm reading more. He said that, okay, the whole thing, the whole conspiracy that was being happened was that they were saying that the rifle that happened to kill the people in the elementary school was actually having to be in the vehicle. So if he killed himself in the school, then how did the gun get in the vehicle and there was other people caught in the woods? Yeah, that's okay. So I see what you're saying with it. And I mean, but if that's the case, that's the case, that is a bigger conspiracy than we all know. What the hell is going on? Freaking New York, man. What the hell is going on, period? Because these school shootings, these movies, people just running around acting reckless. It's getting out of hand.
I agree.
My God. Gun control. He just said it. He said it in the chat room. It was all about gun control. And I don't know, I saw somebody say this on the news. By gun control, are we necessarily stopping criminals? Because, at the end of the day, you start really thinking about it. If a criminal is buying a gun from a criminal, aren't they still going to go buy a gun from a criminal either way it goes? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, Steady, so do you agree with the whole deal of taking the guns away from everybody and stuff?
Hell to the no. Hell to the no. I mean, every freaking day, everything that's in the goddamn Constitution, until we turn our heads, being taken away from us piece by freaking piece. You can't say something, you said the wrong thing, oh my God, you're going to go to jail, or there might be people after you because you speak your mind.
Right.
Get the heck out of here.
I don't agree with it either. I feel like that's low-key, that's going to start a whole bunch of riot stuff.
Especially the
booze. If they do that, you can't take away.
Where the booze is, I like this person in the chat room. I rock with you. Because, it's a freaking right. God dang it. I don't understand. Like, every time and I'm going to keep it real, and it is on the, and y'all know me. It's up here on the radio, and it's recorded for people to go listen back to. I don't fake the funk. End of the day, one of the main reasons why I just cannot get into doing being on major FM, AM radio stations, is that there's too much regulation on what you can say.
Right.
Every time you say something, oh, my God, you can't say that. Oh, no. I like to say I can come to this show every day, and if I want to say what I want to say, oh, it's going to be said. It's not going to be sugar-coated and sprinkle a little matted dust in it. Okay, we can't say that. You know, but no, we don't do that on here. That happening. You want that? Go watch Brian and Dinosaur, because you're not going to find it on this show. But, oh, man, we got some fun stuff to talk about today. Know some people are like, oh, my God, he is so serious. But we get some serious stuff to talk about too, because we care about that stuff. We don't just be joking and partying all day. We talk about some real stuff. So it is what it is. Shout out to the Boo One, man. You rock, man. Wherever you are, man. Definitely, if you got a Twitter or something and you want me to shout it out, let me know, because we will shout you out. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and go to a quick song break. Oh my God, my freaking head is hurting.
These people just are crazy.
All right, so we gonna go ahead and go to a track, one of the tracks before our music break today, and we'll be back. Oh man, let's see what am I feeling? Magic finger. Bam. Okay, we found it. Okay, I was track we're gonna go to first track we'll go to for today is by my girls, 7 Gavea featuring Red Shade is already to. Oh no, actually, we're gonna play May I by 7 Gavea. All right, we'll be right back on Life That Does Live. Let's go.
This is the world premiere exclusive. Feeling fresher than I imagine. Them ladies legit, men I bring you savin. But an introduction is nothing when you're established. Rolling the ass, chicken for fellas, what do we have? A selection of buttermilk cream, chocolate pecan. So I combo for a minute, look for chemistry in us. We flattering one another, swap the IGITS. Call up my boy, table for two. EVIP up, sex location, then I hop in the bath. Some women be up and trusted by a divine. GIA my design, got a Russian brat and a sign. Plus he's still on my mind, he didn't bring no cash with him. I tricked my last with him, his image is so suggestive. I'm ready to dash with him, pay the tab. We hop in the cab, things are moving fast. Introduce you to luxury value, things you never had. We notice the Jane, exit the automobile expression. She has a few questions, pondering, hoping that don't be sexing. Forgive me for being prude, straightforward, I'm never true. But baby, I need you next to my body, would do a good. Company me in sacred times, put your body next to mine. Watch my performance, I promise there will be no next in line. Straight with it, real women get it. No need for me bragging, but you'll be healed when I'm finished. Placing his fingers over my naughty, but I keep the senses. We tongue and I'm hot and bothered, I wanna feel his percentage. Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option if he's willing, I might see, baby. I'm being quiet if you're spending the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. I'm the city, be up the line, cheap, blue, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I take so long, I guarantee you'll never find another. Already crossing the baseline. Connect the eyes, he grinding, I slide. Licking his nip and I whine. Moaning, they'll get it behind, baby, and let it confine. Arch up my back in the line, give it to the dame. Up against my window pane, staring out of my villa. My body shaking, I refrain. Request to the session too, can we do this shit again? I told him I couldn't, cause he would never be the same. He smile and confess and say that it's love he's trying to gain. Unfortunately, baby, your feelings are not the same. I'm a player, red and loving me isn't part of the game. That it's a shame, it stresses, he understands. Gotta blame it on my pheromones, normally they're contained. If you think you catch your feelings, I hope you keep on restrained. I enjoy this single life, I ain't looking for me and man. Give it to your brain. Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if he's willing, I might. See, baby, I'm making quiet if you're spending the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, pretty, be up the line. Cheek, blue, leaky, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you never find another. Not trying to be a wife, but yeah, rather would be a lover. So what's the stubborn? Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if he's willing, I might just see, baby, I'm making quiet if you're spending the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, baby, up the line. Cheek, blue, leaky, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you never find another. Not trying to be a wife, but yeah, rather would be a lover. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option, if he's willing, I might see, baby, I'm making fire if you're spending the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Baby, I could learn, keep it silly, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you never find another. Not trying to be a wife, be a rather would be a lover. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option if he's willing or might. See, baby, make it fly if you spend the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, pretty, be a colour, cheeks, booty, key up and say you don't do this all the time. Baby, I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wife, be a rather would be a lover. So let's discover.
All right, we're back, man. We were having some quick technical difficulties. Oh, my God. See, that must be them people saying, oh, Lord, we just found him. He's going in. So we're back on Life That Does Live. Hey, I know, like I said, at the end of the day, I am going to go in. That's what I do. That's what I do. I just don't have time to be back and faking that, like, I'm oblivious to what's real, what's not going on. And just not really paying attention to stuff. And all right, and he actually, and shout out to man, the chat room and the Boo, man, you rock, man. I'm about to give you a shout out. The Twitter from the Boo one in the chat room is the Rail. That is or it's Daryl, actually. I said Darrell. D-A-R-R-E-L-L-K-B. Follow them on Twitter. You want some written, I mean, they talk about this in the chat room. You never know. I mean, pretty much that says it, man. Y'all want to have a really intelligent conversation, you need to talk to that person. They know what they're talking about. And, you know, I just like people that just not mindlessness, really doing, you know, being hip to what's going on, man. Just, you know, I'll be honest. All right, anyways, man. Okay, so this weekend is NFL Championship weekend. This Sunday is a very big day. It could decide so many different things. Okay, so as far as the NFL, we got two big matchups. And hold on, let me get my good old football music in the background. Shout out to Monday Night Football, one of my favorite football theme songs. Maestro. Okay, so let me go ahead and let y'all know the lineup. In case you were in the under a rock somewhere. Okay, so the lineup for this Sunday, for Championship Sunday, we got the AFC Championship. Here's the Baltimore Ravens versus the New England Patriots. That's going to be in Foxborough. The games will be in Foxborough. Lane, Patriots, things that I always tell what I hate already. And of course, NFC, you got, then we're going down in the Georgia Dome. It's going to be the San Francisco 49ers versus the Atlanta Falcons. Now, my question is to all y'all, man, who do y'all think is going to win this epic battle? Who is going to win this epic battle? I mean, you got Ray Lewis that has announced right before the playoffs started that he is just going to be at this whole postseason event. This is his last hoorah. Every day, he's saying he's retiring. So, you got Ray Lewis, and he did that. The team just turned to a whole other level the moment that he took the energy. And the fact that he's playing now, he's going to be able to play against being injured for a while. And then you got, of course, you got the record of Tom Brady and his team have been to the Super Bowl so many freaking times. And, you know, whatever. You know, but y'all know how I feel. I hate the Patriots. It is what it is. And then, of course, you got the NFC. Colin Kaepernick is continually to prove the Saints wrong. He's still running all over people. You know, they say he wants to be able to against the Packers. Did I watch the same game on Sunday? Because I know I watched the game on Sunday, and they were making the Packers look like, man, Colin Kaepernick was playing like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is playing like, I don't know who the heck Aaron Rodgers is playing like, but that's what was going down. And Matt Ryan, a.k.a. Matty Ice, he's supposed to be, you know, this is his first playoff win, him and Tony Gonzalez. So, oh, man, you know, they're going in with a whole other mindset, too. So, everybody's going for blood, man. It is what it is. Now, Terry, as far as those teams, those two big matchups, who are you picking to win for the NFC to go to the Super Bowl? Who are you picking for the AFC to go to the Super Bowl?
Who am I thinking to go for the Super Bowl? Man, I can't say I'm torn right now, man. My people ain't make it. My team ain't make it either. So I'm kind of.
Oh Lord, hold on. Go ahead and let them know who's your team.
Y'all already know. I'm still going for the Detroit Lions, though. I don't care what y'all say. Look, I don't care what y'all say.
You know, we got to quit living on that. You know that they're sitting at home, riding off my Dallas Cowboys. They did not make it to the. Make it to the playoffs, so it is what it is. No postseason play for either one of the teams. But, you know, we got to look past that right now. Let's look at what we got. Let's look at what we got right now. With the teams you got right now, who are you picking?
Man.
Not to win the Super Bowl. We're not going to get to that part yet. Who are you picking to go?
Man, I want the 49ers, man.
Okay, 49ers and one. All right, who's going to be in? Okay, so you're saying the 49ers are going to beat the Falcons. Okay, so who are you picking between the Ravens and Patriots?
You said the Ravens and the who?
Who are you picking between the Ravens and the Patriots?
Ravens and the Patriots. The Ravens. I got to go for the Ravens, man.
Okay, see, we're both on the same page. I swear we didn't, prepare that. Yeah, I swear we didn't prepare that. That's what I'm going for. I'm going to tell y'all why I picked those people. First off, I mean, let's go back to the whole NFC. Colin Kaepernick is showing the hell out right now in this continuing improve, you know, all the dollars. Well, they made all of a sudden, you know, when Alex Smith got injured and Colin Kaepernick came in, and then, you know, John Harbaugh decided to continually, let's see, Jim, God damn it, all of the Harbaugh brothers that got their names. Anyways, he decided to keep the boy Colin Kaepernick in the whole time. And, you know, there was a lot of speculation for a little bit, but then a lot of people also right away were like, where the hell was this dude? Why did y'all not play him all along? So,
right.
Man, that's going to be interesting. That's the matchup. I mean, got to say, Colin Kaepernick, man, he's showing out right now. Look at the Seahawks against the Falcons last week. Russell Wilson was still going after the fool on them. I mean, and then you go and then just jump back and forth, and just jump before that. I mean, it's just, I mean, you, the Redskins, they did to the Falcons, they played against them. I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, that these people, these scrambles, I mean, not the Redskins, excuse me, take that back, Cam Newton, what he did. All these scramblers, they are wilding out on them, man. They just, it's too much for Atlanta. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick, you know, I mean, the fact that he can throw like Aaron Rodgers, they need to be worried right now. The Falcons need to be worried.
Yeah, but Atlanta, I can't lie. Atlanta been hamming though. Atlanta been doing their thing though. I can't really fault them too much. But I mean, they been hamming. I mean, some people they going up against, it's a wrap. I can tell y'all that. I'm sorry, Atlanta fans, it's a wrap. But that last game, they showed out. I got to give them their little props. But.
No, they didn't. They showed out, but they didn't. But they really, you know, at the end of the day, take away the field goal. I mean, at the end of the day, a win is a win. A win is a win. I'm not a hater. Not saying a win isn't a win. But look at the fact. Look at what they did. They were losing. They were beating the crap out of Seahawks before the half happened. The Seahawks came back and was beating them, and if it wasn't for that field goal, oh, man, they would have been screwed up. So, I mean, in the day, that's what I'm just really just doing the math on that. They got to, I mean, it's not going to be easy. They're not going to, they do win. I mean, it's like, wow, that means they figured it out. But I don't know, Colin Kaepernick, man, this dude, and if they do it, that means, I mean, he just proved he's on beast mode. Like, he's like, hey, that should have been let me in. That's the kind of stuff he's doing. Now, on the other end, y'all know I actually got done much. I hate them Patriots. I hate the fact that that whole stupid name they have for Tom Brady, Mr. Perfect. I'm so tired of that name. You know, I can't wait to watch him lose. And this one Patriots fan, he annoys the hell out of me every time they do. Oh, yeah, you know, we got this, man. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. When they went last year, I told them exactly what was going to happen. They went against the Giants. I told them, I said, watch. They thought I was just making it up. And I said, watch this. I swear it's going to be like an instant replay. The games, I mean, you put the games back to if you put the last time the Patriots went to the Super Bowl and they lost against the Giants, and then put this most recent one, put them side by side, it's almost a mirror image of how the game went and it ended. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to be like, what the heck's the same game? So that's the whole point. And like I said, the Ravens, Oh, they're not coming. They're not coming soft. I mean, they might be going to Foxborough, but I mean, and then look at the Patriots, man. Don't think it's going to be that easy, man. Because if they figure all it's going to take is Joe Flacco to really be turned on. If he's turned up, oh, y'all not stopping it because the defense. Let the defense do their job against this Tom Brady. Oh, it's a wrap.
Yep.
Yeah, it might as well hang it up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a brothers' bowl. Hardcore brothers' bowl. That's what I want to see. I'm rooting for it, so it is what it is. But I
all
see
right, right.
Well, my Blast Your Thoughts fam in the building. I'm about to open the line for him. What's up, man? What's up?
It do what it do. Is Dope Ass Music back in the building.
Oh, man. I already know he going to pick. I already know. Bro, who are you picking this weekend to win the games to go to the big dance?
See, I want Baltimore to win. That's what I want. I want Baltimore to win. And then,
okay, so you got Baltimore.
Of course, I'm from the Bay. Even though I'm not really a Niners fan, I got to go for the Niners.
Okay. So, see, all on the same page. I mean, I just don't like Tom Brady. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those Tom Brady dick riders. I'm just sorry, y'all. Y'all find it so hard to just go by, oh, you gotta like Tom. You know, it's the same way with everybody with Kobe. You just hating on Kobe because he's a great player and you don't like people who are great. I'm like, what the hell do y'all get this from? Like, how much do they pay y'all to say that?
Like, now, I'm not a Tom Brady hater. You know what I'm saying?
Tom Brady hater. I am the fan club of the Tom Brady haters fan club.
The city, that's not a good look, man. That's not a good look.
Hey, end of the day, I said this on the show before, everybody is a hater. And everybody to me has said, what? Everybody is a hater. If you hate something, you don't like it. If you look at the guys that killed they had a hand in the 70 elementary school thing. You don't like them, and you hate them, so guess what? That makes you a hater. You know, if you don't like people who bursting, you a hater. I go down a list. In the day, we all are haters in some form or fashion. We just all just tend to hate certain things. I particularly hate Tom Brady. And I hate Peyton Manning, too. And his behind went down this weekend, so...
Uh-oh.
One out of two. One
so we
down,
don't, we don't,
one to go.
We don't let City J sip on his haterade. How you doing, co-host?
How you doing? I'm all right.
That's wonderful. Because, you know, City over there with all this hating, you can dislike something.
You don't
but
got
you can't, you
started.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't hate on the man because he's good. You know what I'm saying? You can't hate him.
No, I want people to know how strongly I dislike him. So I have to use a word that is very strongly saying I dislike the crap out of him. And hate is pretty much the word of fun.
Man, that's what it do though, CJ, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the DJ. Shout out to the DJ.
So, bro, thank you, man. You know, it is what it is. I just don't like him. Now, I want to see Ray Lewis. I think, you know what, I honestly think if it's the 49ers versus the Ravens, it's going to be a more exciting Super Bowl. I don't know if I'm the only person who honestly thinks that. I think it's going to be boring if the Falcons and the Patriots go.
Well,
I think it's going to be boring. Because Tom Brady, you know, it's not really fun watching them. They're more so very mechanical as all that. They never really excite you. And the Falcons, I mean, they kind of do a little bit of stuff that excites you because you don't necessarily expect them to win. So, I give them the hand on that one. But 49ers, man, just watching and seeing – I just want to see Colin Kaepernick and see what he can do against Ray Lewis. Because this is Ray Lewis last season. I want to see Ray Lewis versus Colin Kaepernick, damn it.
Yeah.
What about them Cowboys?
Okay, I'm need y'all to take a seat and don't bring my Cowboys into discussion. It's not a valid discussion right now. We all gearing up. We're gearing up for the off season right now. And, you know, we'll be back.
Now,
I'm
going to
say the famous phrase that every fan of their team says, we got next year.
Oh, y'all trading Romo is what you're saying. Y'all getting rid of Romo?
Hold on. You know what? I got to say something. My dad, he put it very clearly. He really spelled it out for me. It made perfect sense. Now, we keep saying there's Romo, right? We keep honestly saying there's Romo. Has Romo thrown interceptions? Yes. Is it Auburn? Is it Romo? No. Can't put out a blame on Romo. And I don't think they're getting rid of him is necessarily is really the problem. Let's look at the common denominator of here. What has been one of the main problems that I continually am tired of seeing? The offensive freaking line. Just think about the certain things. With blown protection, I'm getting tired of the fact that it's always so many penalties because of the offensive line. I mean, it's ridiculous. You watch the games and you see all the penalties we rack up for so many false starts. It's getting out of hand.
What about when they had a good offensive line and they still didn't go nowhere?
No. Are you serious? Do you need me to go back to one of the best offensive lines ever?
We're not talking about Troy Aikman. We're talking about Romo.
No. That's a perfect point. Look at the offensive line. Then you can even a Cowboys hater will look you in the eye and tell you that the Cowboys line, they was actually doing something. People would get this offensive line with some respect. Now it's kind of like we hitting this. We don't know what the heck is going to go on.
I'm with you, Sadie.
My dad said this. He made another point. I think if we get rid of Romo, he's going to go to another team, and he's going to go behind a team that has a good offensive line, and he's going to start freaking murking all over the place.
Because
when you don't have your owner try to run the show, we get a whole other game then. Because then Jerry Jones, I like you, bro. You didn't put a lot of money into this team, but any day, I've never heard. That's like a boss going to work, right? You are the CEO of a company. You're the CEO of McDonald's, so you pay people money to flip the burgers. You pay people to manage these people, but you so freaking territorial. You're behind one, flip the burgers, run the register, everything. God dang it. Sit back and pay the goddamn money and sit back and do your goddamn job, which is to pay right checks. Your job is to write checks. Write checks. Write the goddamn checks and sit the hell back. I don't know if he needs a fire.
You're passionate about
it's a weird concept, but he needs to fire himself as a general manager. That's what he needs to do.
I see you're very passionate about this topic right here, Sadie J.
I am. I'm very passionate. I'm tired. You know, Jerry Jones, I see more than the goddamn players themselves. Have y'all had to see this? Is Papa John's commercial they played. Is Jerry Jones rapping? I'm done when I see that commercial. I'm like, really? Really, Jerry Jones? You got time to rap? But you ain't sitting back. You the general manager, any goddamn owner, and you got time to rap on a goddamn commercial. Okay, that's it. Sit the heck back. You are not Jay-Z owning the freaking Brooklyn Nets. Just sit back
and enjoy it, bro. Take that. Go
Puffy.
Go Puffy.
Okay, so we're going to go to another topic because, you know, I'm trying to calm down and just – so real.
Man, y'all were going in for a second.
That not me, man. I get passionate. I don't just watch football. I am a lover and a student of the game.
Y'all know what we need? I think we need to go ahead and put Steady in the game. Let him play in the Super Bowl real quick, man. Let him get it in one good time.
Hey, you know what? I mean,
get it out your system.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. It's making me want to use the rest of my eligibility and go back and play for UNT. It's making me want to go back and finish. I'm going to go ahead and go murk some people because I'm so angered. Enraged. But, okay, so I'm going to calm down. We're going to talk about some more. We're going to talk about something else like this music break. We're going to chop up what's going down for the weekend, what y'all got going down for the weekend. All right. And, shout out to that. All right, we're going to put someone nice and smooth. Nice and smooth. Okay, so. Let's see. What am I feeling? Okay, let's go with Elder Bars Jr. Yes, I said Jr. This is Elder Bars Jr. Your love is real. We carry for this. We'll chop it up some more on Life Like Us Live. Thank you, boy, Ceddy J. My co-host is with the mostest, Tara Lamone.
And hey.
One of our guests in the building, dope-ass music. No S's, no C's.
That's what it do. Go ahead, slap that
team
light skin
like
now.
Slap. Yeah. I love it when you love me, babe. Yeah, I love it when you love me.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Love. Something about your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't want to take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real.
So real.
And I can't help how I feel, love loving you.
Oh, yeah.
And you loving me,
oh, yeah.
So sweet, 'cause your love is real. The moment I met you, could not forget, you stayed on my mind. Simple little things like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, loving you. And you loving me so sweet, 'cause your love is real. She got me all wrapped up like a serpentine, break me down to my knees like I'm at the shrine. If you need it, I'm gonna be the one to feed it. Love is way too real for us to be defeated. If love is life, and life is love, then she and I, and I am her. Together then we apply, and I deserve what is coming, 'cause I do try, giving my everything, all will come in due time. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, loving you. And you loving me so sweet, 'cause your love is. And I can't help how I feel.
I love
you.
That's
ooh,
smart, that's
ooh, ooh, ooh.
That touch.
Yeah, baby, 'cause your love is real. Day in, day out, all year round.
Heavy right. Tell him.
So real.
Even
and
though.
I can't help how I feel.
That's so real.
All right, we're back on Life After Dust Live with your boy Ceddie J. Zay. That was my boy L. DeBars Jr., yes, I said Jr. Junya, Junya. They're banging a bit of my cousins with the Moses, Tara Lamone, and Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's.
Nah, I mean, what it do? You know what I mean? Hey, that was kind of smooth. He's not as good as his dad, but that's some good music right there.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to give you something soft to play while you was over there macking with Tara Lamone. No, y'all were on the couch right now, you know, eating popcorn. So I'm going to give you a little something.
I'm over here playing 2K13, man, just enjoying Ceddie J, you know what I mean? But, you know, I don't call to talk to you, say Jack. I call to talk to the ladies, man. You saying? I know.
I've been to watch y'all. I've been knowing y'all be up to. Oh, what's up, Sandy? Man, what's up? What's up? Oh, man, yeah, man. Okay. Bam, all of a sudden, they be like, F that boy, Sandy. No, I know y'all be messing with me. But, oh, man. Okay, man, I want to see. This upload. Oh, man. This is a commercial. If it uploads right, y'all, it's hilarious. Oh, man, it's not uploading right. It's pissing me off. Okay, but I'm going to play this commercial because it's hilarious to me. But we got up in her store, man, so I want to say shout out to one of our guests on the show, the Boo One, aka Daryl KV on Twitter. And he was definitely sharing dropping some nuggets in chat room earlier, so definitely say big ups to you for coming to the show. Big ups to everybody listening to the show live, wherever you listen to it from, or you listen to the show on playback, man, because that's the powerful part of the show. You miss anything, now we're going to listen back to it. Now, let's go ahead and chop it up with Karen. What you got going on this weekend?
This weekend for me, man, I'm actually about to shoot with this new magazine called Fetish. So y'all look out for that. That's a big, it's going to be big, man. It's more high fashion and urban in the same magazine. So far I got that going. That's pretty much, that's all I'm going to speak on. That's all I'm going to speak on right now.
Girl, what you over there doing?
Yeah, that's what I can say, man. I'm shooting for Fetish for sure. I don't know if y'all know already, but I went ahead and signed with a HB model. So my new manager is Deontay Gilmer. That's official. So if anybody asks y'all, oh, did she sign to this agency? Nope, I'm an HB model, so that's what it is.
Oh, so you under HB models over there that's located, I mean, that's the main areas over in Las Vegas, those people right
there. Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm in there.
Yeah, I'll be paying attention. At. People don't be realizing. I don't just be talking this stuff. I Google. I'm a Google man.
Hey, there you go. So I tell people, y'all want to know, just Google me. Y'all find all the information going on.
All right, most definitely. Definitely just a good look. Glad to see you doing big things. I'm Mr. Dope Ass Loser. What you got going on this weekend?
Not much. Doing music. I'm going to go into the studio. I'm working on my album, my first actual album, where I'm going to start charging people money. So, you know, big up to that. Hopefully that'll be out. And I'm even thinking about maybe doing an all-female mixtape. I don't know.
Nice.
You know, saying, producing, you know, saying, you know, R&B and hip-hop mixtape with nothing but women featured on it. I think that would be hot, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it would be hot. You know, because I thought about doing something like that. It just did not. It just finalizing, getting it all right was just driving me nuts. So, yes, we might have to come together and brainstorm of that, man. Sound like a winner.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the first mixtape I put out, you know what I'm saying, I was new. No, you know, nobody heard of me, so I just let a whole bunch of people get on my beats, and I appreciate that. The second mixtape, which is on Blast Your Thoughts, the Thanksgiving Day Massacre, you know what I'm saying, it was 30 collabos, you know what I'm saying, so a lot of people showed me love, showed, you know, the growth, and, you know, people, you know, actually knowing who I am and taking a chance on, you know, being on the music with me. So now it's like to the point where I really believe that I'm to the point where I can get, you know, that would be a really good, because a lot of people like hearing good female R&B and hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So yeah, definitely. You saying so? So say, Jay, you know, we need to make that happen. We need to make a you're saying, a all female mixtape. You know what I mean?
Yes, we got to, man, because I even had a mixtape cover made for it too, man. I just never got a chance to go through it all the way.
Sadie J is going to submit 7 songs for the Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying, Mardi Gras mixtape compilation, you know what I'm saying, so make sure you send your 7 songs to Blast so we can go ahead and we can start getting that done.
Oh, yes, I will be doing that. I need to send a message tomorrow to everybody, because I'm going to be, oh, so yes, that's an announcement I just heard, special. So y'all going to be getting, I'm going to be sending a Blast, ironically, a Blast, tomorrow on dustfly.com. It's first come, first serve. First 7 artists to send me their tracks, and you know, that's on the site, that's the ones I'm gonna go with, man. That's, it is what it is.
You
heard it here first. All right, now, as far as what I got going on this weekend, very, very big thing. I don't call him, like, in the words of my boy, Cool J, don't call him a comeback. But anyways, this weekend, I will be making my debut back into DJing again. I took a couple months hiatus for a little bit, just analyzing stuff, you know, analyzing the surroundings and just kind of figuring out how I want to do stuff and attack it and go even harder. So definitely very excited to get back into doing it, because, heck, in the day, I might not be like one-on-one in the park or something, but I can do what it do. So don't let it fool you. It's because I don't have a DJ. It's because I have, you know, a coalition name attached to my name or whatnot. Don't let it fool you and think that I can't get it in.
All right.
This Sunday in Louisville, Texas. You know, that's pretty much an epicenter of everything. You can check me out at Blue Moon Bar and Grill. I'll be DJing there. It's going to be, man, just like I said, since Charles and them, because they are the spot that has booked me the most for events to do there. Different people have booked me to do events there or whatnot. I've helped do events for myself. They always want the main people that let me do what I do. So big ups to Blue Moon for, you know, coming together with me to help us make this happen again. So I'm very excited. And
that's
if y'all want to miss it, because this is, oh, let me so epic. Oh my God. I had a dream bash. It's a lingerie sleepwear pajama party in OMG. It's going to be bananas. Shout out to Nana Gutter Chick. Big up to her. She's going to be performing, you know, from dustspot.com, and she's been on the show before. We got a boy, Bug Baby, from Denton. He's going to be there performing. And, I mean, every time he performs, his following, he always has to bring a great following to the events he's performed with me at. So I definitely appreciate when he comes out. He has a great, great following. I'm just putting it is what it is. And he rocks the show. And then Black Royalty Entertainment, shout out to my boy Joe Jack. And he's doing some big things. That definitely says love to them, because y'all that don't know, you know, Black Royalty Entertainment, y'all actually know them as Showtime Steppers. A lot of them were Showtime Steppers, in which Showtime Steppers is one of the all-stars of Wild Out Wednesdays on BET for one of BET's Wanted in the Park. So, you know, they got a name. Don't let them fool you. They got it in a little bit. So I'm definitely excited to make this all happen. And a lot of key figures are going to be at this event. So I'm definitely crunked. And they also, I have been rumored, they're bringing up the pole for this event. I'm excited. Every time they bring the pole out and I DJ, they know that's a wrap. Because they already know I'm the king of twerk when it comes to DJing. Don't put a pole up. I'm going to really turn it. It's going to be extra turned as the pole comes out, y'all. I'll just let y'all know that.
That's big. That's a real big look.
So they don't want to, I'm telling you, Terry, they don't want to bring that pole out. It's going to be a wrap they bring that pole out. I'm just letting them know. Last time, boy, I had them. It was a little crazy. I'm okay, I didn't start. Y'all going to have me incriminate myself.
Bring the pole out. Lord have mercy.
I started being lying. I ain't lying. People believe me. Boy, look at you. Look at this boy here. I got so excited. Pole, I put the guy there. I'm keeping it 10,000. I put the guy there. He was going, I don't DJ for a little bit. I'm about to let that stuff DJ by some of them. Glad to hear this getting too real. So, oh man, y'all definitely got to come out. And, I mean, to let you know, it's free. It's free before 11:10 if you're wearing pajamas, lingerie, sleepwear, whatever. Anything of that story. It has to be sleepwear. Sleep, don't be just, don't come in there dressed like you're going to a regular club night. Come dressed comfortable, like you like to go to sleep, and they can be and just enjoy it because you don't break it to bed all the time. So take advantage of it while you got a chance.
All right.
It is dollar drinks before 11:32. So 11:10. Excuse me, 11:10. So definitely come out. So it is what it is. Check it out on my Facebook and Dust Spot if you have any questions about the event. All right, there it is. All right, we got a little bit to go. Let's let y'all know we will be here on Monday for MLK. I'll be doing a little bit on that day. I might do a show early, so y'all definitely just keep your eyes out. We might do an earlier show versus a later show. Keep your eyes out, like I said. And man, just excited, man. Y'all missed any parts of the show? Check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettingJ. You can also go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dust Live. You find it on iTunes for free, as well as on the TuneIn app, type Life at the Dust Live. And you can find it on the TuneIn app. So that's just a couple of places you can find it. That being said, Taryn, let them know how they can follow you.
All right, y'all can follow me on Twitter. Y'all already know, Taryn Lamont. That's TarynLyymon. That's the same on Facebook, Taryn Lamont. Instagram, you got Taryn, and then it's the _Lamont. I mean, if y'all can't remember that, just type in. If you could type in my name, just type my name on Google. All my information will come up, y'all. So that's it.
All right, then y'all can follow me. They follow me on Twitter. Just follow me on Twitter. Just type in Teddy J. Duff. You try to say J Dust for like Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, you're going to find me. So just type in CDDY, letter J, DUSK. Bam. Also, make sure if you ain't a member of it already, join the Dust Spot. And don't come in there being on some whack stuff because, at the end of the day, I like what Shamaya Reed said in the newsletter this week. He said that he likes the fact of the type of people that join the site. So, at the end of the day, If you're going to be lame, I'm not begging for you to join the site. I want people that's going to be, you know, doing what it do. So it is what it is. All right, y'all, we're getting ready to come to a close. Mind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, over there's a Taryn Lamone, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into that episode of Life at Dust Live, your boy City J, rolling on out.
Deuces.